They do have a percussionist in there with them. But as you can hear, most of the sound is coming from the pianist and the bass player. Talk about skill. Wow. Okay. And it's amazing that they can do all of that. Particularly, in fact, when you hear the bass player doing his thing, he's not even looking at where he's placing his fingers. Tremendous skill. Tremendous talent. Wow. Awesome. Okay, here we go. We're back to our discussion of medical marijuana. This is how it works in the body. The chemicals in marijuana affect you when they connect with specific parts of cells that are called receptors. Now get this. Scientists know that we have cells with cannabinoid receptors in the brain and in the immune system. Now, does that catch you by surprise? I got to be honest with you. That caught me by surprise. Cannabinoid receptors in the brain. And remember, marijuana has chemicals called cannabinoids. Now, think about this. Our brain is largely about chemical activity. Electrical activity. Marijuana has chemicals called cannabinoids, and our brains have receptors that are particularly cannabinoid receptors. They're in the brain and they're in our immune system. Does that suggest or even indicate that cannabinoids would be something that isn't necessarily harmful to us? Well, I'm not a scientist. I can't say. But we do have cannabinoid receptors in the brain and immune system. The exact process of how the drug affects those receptors isn't clear yet. So when we're working with medical marijuana, not recreational, remember there is a difference. But when we're dealing with medical marijuana, what does it treat? Well, state laws differ on the conditions that you can legally treat with medical marijuana. Some of you may recall that I mentioned that in the first segment, that our state legislators, the various state legislators of the various states across the country, where they have been pushing the legalization of medical marijuana, have been really choosy about which illnesses they would permit to be treated by medical marijuana. Now, that's puzzling to me because I'm thinking that if they are truly convinced that medical marijuana is good for treating illnesses, why would they limit which illnesses can be treated by it? If it is good, and especially if it's beneficial with no harmful effects, why not legalize it for any illness where a person could be benefited from the use of medical marijuana? State laws differ, but you might be allowed to use medical marijuana if you have Alzheimer's, ALS, cancer, Crohn's disease, epilepsy, seizures, hepatitis C, AIDS, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, or severe nausea. In the state of Georgia, after some debate, the people who were pushing for the legalization of medical marijuana finally agreed to allow sickle cell anemia to also be treated with medical marijuana. Scientists aren't sure that it helps all of these conditions that I listed before mentioning sickle cell anemia, but the research is most clear that it works as a painkiller to stop vomiting during chemotherapy and to relieve some multiple sclerosis symptoms and to treat a few rare forms of epilepsy. So far, there's still a lot of studying being done on medical marijuana, not just marijuana in general, but specifically, again, medical marijuana. It's not a panacea. It's not a cure-all. So are there any risks associated with ingesting medical marijuana? Well, if you smoke it, you could have breathing problems, such as chronic cough and bronchitis. Research has linked cannabis use and car accidents. They have linked the two. Cannabis use and car accidents. If a woman uses it while pregnant, it may affect the baby's health and development. How many of you have read and or heard about studies where they were able to determine that a baby was born addicted due to the mother's use of the drug? It's, of course, we know that pretty much what the mother consumes, whether she's 30 years old or 15 years old, what the mother consumes, the baby consumes. Unfortunately, the baby doesn't have a choice, but they have had evidence of babies literally being born addicted to drugs, including marijuana, when the mother was a user of the drug, and the babies had to be, and the babies had to receive help in getting off, quote unquote, the drug, so to speak, the drug. Studies also show a tie between pot and psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia. Schizophrenia. An association between the two is baffling to me as to why it's so important in the face of so much evidence, evidential research that gives us facts about the side effects, the complications that come along with the use of marijuana, why so many people insist on insisting that there are no harmful effects to using marijuana. And some will say, well, yeah, there are some, but they're so minor that they're not even worth being concerned about. Okay, let's take a look. We'll get ready to wrap up our discussion of medical marijuana in just a few. Are you forming a conclusion? Have you formed it?